CliffCentral.com.
The main headline this morning has to do with our guest that's joining us in a moment, Sean Sanders, who we know from Revix. Hey, Sean, how's it going, man?
Morning, guys. Yeah, that was such a good segue into the show. Talking about clothing, I know. Market's literally been in storage over the last week, like completely wild, right?
So listen to this. The price of some cryptocurrencies have surged this morning after retailer Amazon revealed it was hiring an expert in the field. Amazon advertised for a digital currency and blockchain product lead to look at how Amazon customers pay. And Bitcoin rose from $29,000 to more than $39,000 per coin on Monday, the largest growth it has shown in several weeks. Ethereum and Dogecoin also saw gains. However, Amazon has not confirmed any plans to accept cryptocurrency payments despite the speculation. But it looks like that's likely to happen at some point, right?
Yeah, so this is mainstream adoption, right? I mean, we are now living through it. It's quite exciting.
It is exciting.
So it was Amazon. I mean, Amazon has denied it, by the way. So they came out, and I should read to you exactly what they said. So they said, notwithstanding our interest in the space, the speculation that has ensued around our specific plans for cryptocurrencies is not true. We remain focused on exploring what this could look like for our customers shopping on Amazon in the future. I mean, kind of an interesting response. But yes, they still have this job post out there, and they are looking to explore digital currencies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not just Amazon that's getting involved in this space. I mean, there was the B Word conference that took place earlier this week.
Yeah.
It was all over the news. That had Elon Musk from Tesla, Jack Dorsey from Twitter, and you had Kathy from ARK Investments. I mean, they were all talking about investing in crypto. So you could tech in crypto.
We know Kathy, don't we? Everybody, you remember Kathy.
Kathy Wood.
Hey, old Kath, eh? She's a beauty.
So all of these people.
Kathy Wood is like this idol in the investing space, by the way. So when I refer to Kathy, it is like, you know, when somebody makes a joke about Karen. I mean, Kathy Wood is like the Warren Buffett, just the female version.
So, all right, this conference that they went to, what is it called? The B Word.
The B Word conference. It was actually hosted by Kathy.
Kathy. Yeah. She's such a mover.
That's why she wasn't picking up the phone, because I called her because we had a thing on. She was at the B Word.
You and Kathy had a date.
Yeah. With good old Jack and good old Muskie.
So what did that idiot Jack Dorsey have to say?
He is very pro Bitcoin. I mean, you've seen what he looks like. He is a very alternative sort of figure, but I mean, he's explicitly stated that Bitcoin is going to be a bigger part of Twitter's future. And it's already a big part of Cash App, which is the other business that he's involved with.
Yeah,
he's a proponent of Bitcoin. I mean, he kind of fits right there into the Bitcoin maximalist crowd. I mean, this guy, his life is into Bitcoin right now, which is really interesting. Good for us, good for our space. But yeah, he's an interesting character.
Well, that may be the only thing about Jack Dorsey I like, is that he's pro Bitcoin, because he looks like a man who's just climbed out of the trees at the moment, with that beard and that wild hair, and also that whole "Hey man, like I'm from San Francisco," talking slowly kind of thing. He's a Bitcoin maximalist, huh? And what about Elon? Did he clear up any of the confusion that he sowed over the last 6 months about Bitcoin? Because he's really been irresponsible. He's affected the trades in big ways.
Oh, massively. And it's not going to stop, right? Elon was pro-Bitcoin.
Yeah.
He said Tesla would look at accepting Bitcoin again in the future.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? But the market responded very positively to that. But he can flick-flack, right? I mean, Elon just likes to get an audience. And at the end of the day, this is a big PR stunt for him. So he must just keep that in mind. The market will undoubtedly get some other interesting news over the next little while from Elon. So yeah, watch that space.
And don't respond to everything that these guys say. I mean, don't go and buy and sell based on them. Buy and sell because you know there's underlying value. That's what you've said from the get-go, right, Sean?
100%. Look at the long-term opportunity here. If this is going mainstream, I'm of the opinion it is. I mean, you're sitting at, what, $39,700 for Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
This is currently 10% of gold's market cap. If this is going mainstream, it's going bigger than gold. So you're looking at least a 10x, 11x return. Yeah, that is the long-term opportunity. Go look at or listen to some of the older podcasts that we did. They have exactly the same message. And I'm talking now 2 years ago on Cliff Central.
Right.
And the message is going to be the same in 2 years' time. I mean, this doesn't happen overnight. This is going to be a gradual process. And it's not going to just be Bitcoin, right? There's a lot happening in the space. The stuff going on in the Ethereum community. I mean, there's a few upgrades taking place there. Polkadot, Cardano, Tron. I mean, there's loads going on. And the space is weird. And I actually made a really good a sort of remark earlier this week, which is like, it's kind of bizarre that we've got Gen Z coming up, but actually it should be Generation W, which is Generation Weird, because the things that people are interested in these days is weird, right? I mean, like, yeah, you're buying Twitter accounts, you're selling Instagram accounts. It's, yeah, it's weird. But the future is going to be weird, and we think that you should tend to be owner part of that.
Well, you rightly said just now, if you listen to an episode of one of our discussions with you from 2 years ago, you've been very consistent, Sean Sanders, I'll give you that. Very consistent. So what's going on? You guys launched a new product the last time we spoke. How's that going?
That's going really well. I mean, we didn't exactly mean for it to be launched while South African protests and riots and looting and all the rest was taking place. But essentially, it was a US dollar savings vault where you could earn a US dollar based interest rate rather than a measly South African rand based interest rate.
Right.
And it's been really great. I mean, a lot of South African customers have moved into the vault. And we actually want more people to get advantage or to take advantage of this, to experience what it's like to earn a harder currency. So what we're doing, which is a new promotion that we've just launched, is until the end of August, we are going to double the returns of anybody that puts money into this vault. So if you put 1,500 rand in, if you put 15,000 rand in, or you put 150,000 rand in, the amount doesn't matter. We want you to experience what it's like to earn this hard currency return.
Okay.
So we will double the interest rate that you would be receiving in this vault for a single month.
That's
and
fantastic.
We think that's a pretty cool promotion.
Oh, who would turn their nose up at that? I mean, Bulelo was saying earlier he doesn't like birthday presents. He just wants cold, hard cash. So now he can put his cold, hard cash into your vault and earn the interest on that at double the interest rate that he would normally get. Sounds like a no-lose situation. That's fantastic.
Now, that's a present. That now the gentleman we're looking at, Mr. Revex himself, that's a gift, doubling my money. That is a gift.
All right.
There we go. So, I mean, guys, really, it's you don't have to enter a promo code or anything when you sign up. It's available to everyone on the Revex platform or that's new and wants to join the platform. And the weird thing is it's not in the crypto space. So this is actually, I mean, sure, you're making use of crypto-based products, but it feels, looks, tastes very much like a normal savings account.
Very nice, Sean. Look at you. You've gone back into banking. Who knew?
Ooh, no, I have not. I'm wearing a hoodie. So, no.
Oh, is that the way you can tell? Is that how you can tell someone's not in banking? They wear a hoodie. Okay, well done nonetheless. Yeah. And thank you for an update, which is always handy. And good news that we're almost up to $40,000 a Bitcoin right now. So it's definitely been a good week so far. It's only Tuesday. Let's hope it continues to rise. Very nice. All right,
Amen
Sean.
Great, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, dude. Nice to see you. There's Sean Sanders, Revex.com. And remember, in a time where things are crazy and you don't need to be a financial expert to operate in the field, you just need to use your cop a little bit. And what you need to do is probably diversify. Revex allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. And now there's a savings vault in US dollars as well. Sounds like a good plan. Visit them at Revex Invest, one word, R-E-V-I-X, Invest. And they're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can sign up for free, verify your ID, add funds to the bundle of your choice, and start doing amazing things with your money. It's very good. CliffCentral.com.